JSE-listed building materials retailer Cash Build released a robust set of half-year results. For the 6 months ended 27th of December 2020, the company reported achieving revenue of 6.7 billion rand. That's up 21% on the year prior. Operating profit came in at 576 million rand. That was up a whopping 92% on the year prior. Diluted headline earnings per share were reported at 1,594.1 cents. That's an increase of 113%. And on this occasion, shareholders will receive a dividend of 724 cents, that is 7 rand and 24 cents, that's per share. To take us through the results, I'm joined on the line by Werner Dieger. He's a CEO at CashBuild. Thanks very much, Werner, for joining us. Now, these are positive numbers. It would seem that the COVID-19 pandemic was more of a blessing for you guys rather than a hindrance.
Yes, it certainly looks like it. You know, I think it's consumers are all spending money on their homes, and certainly has been a positive 6 months for us.
Now, in terms of your offering, where did you see a lot of the demand?
It was quite widespread, the demand, not on the products that you would expect. For instance, the decorative stuff like flooring and paint, they did well, but the structural building materials were the stars of the six months, cement, timber, and roof sheeting, and windows and door frames. Those things were really, really flying off the shelves.
Now, your operational expenses rose by around 11%. What were some of the key cost drivers there, and is that an area that you're still looking to improve on further?
Yeah, our cost control has always been excellent. So this year, it's driven by the much higher turnover numbers that we're seeing. Especially staff at store level can earn decent incentives every month if they meet targets. And with numbers like this, all of them or most of them have met targets. So that has certainly been the biggest single increase with staff costs.
Now, apart from keeping staff and customers safe, were there any other specific challenges that came with operating in a pandemic?
Yeah, you know, certainly at the support office level, having to process 100,000 odd documents every month to pay your suppliers certainly posed some challenges with social distancing and people needing to be safe when they're performing their duty. So certainly we learned some new things and had a few challenges that we had to overcome.
So you have a cash pile of some 2.8 billion rand. Are you currently eyeing any investment opportunities?
We did announce last year that we made an offer to acquire the building company from Pepco for just over a billion rand, and that transaction is still subject to competition authority approval. So once that's approved, there will be certainly be a dip in that cash balance.
So while you're cash flush, do you have any debt, and if so, is it at comfortable levels?
At this stage, no debt. It might change with the acquisition. So the only debt is accounting debt in terms of the IFRS 16 lease charge or lease liability that's on our balance sheet.
Infrastructure has become a buzzword which we're all hoping will be translated into actual projects, big and small. Are you hopeful that your business is going to be positively affected by renewed focus on infrastructure this year and beyond?
Yes, we don't necessarily directly benefit from that, but certainly it'll mean more employment and more disposable income for consumers to shop in our stores.
So you say you don't directly benefit from that, but I thought one of your key customers are people like contractors, people who probably would be subcontracted to big jobs and small jobs.
Yeah, they are an element of them, but you know, our biggest single revenue driver is the so-called bucky builders, and they will probably get some smaller spin-offs from the bigger contracts, but we've never been able to service that market, and that was one of the strategic reasons why we've acquired the building company, because they do serve that market and we see it will be positive for them.
Oh, that's positive. So that's a good linkage for the future. And just in terms of your outlook for 2021, how do you see things going forward?
That's another difficult question of the afternoon because there are so much uncertainty still around. You know, I think I'll answer it in that our first 6 weeks after the half year, we still saw a 24% rise in revenue, which is positive, so things are still looking fine at this stage. But to be so bold to predict the future in these uncertain times will be a bit too brave for me.
Fair enough. That was Werner Dieger. He's the CEO at CashBuild.